In recent weeks, there have been several calls for President Barack Obama to take a tour of Florida's damaged waterways. Governor Scott has been particularly critical.
I've asked the president to come down and look at the problem. If he cared about the citizens of that area of the state, then he'd come down here and see the problem, but he won't.
Others, including Florida Congressman Trey Radel, a Republican, and Patrick Murphy, a Democrat, have also called on Obama to visit Florida. Murphy, who represents the 18th district, says he'll continue to do so, but he understands it's a busy time on the heels of a shutdown.
I think the federal government is doing, you know, quite a bit now. I know there's been obviously a lot of finger pointing, and I don't think that helps anybody out, and I'm disappointed the governor would continue to do that, but I'm not going to get into it with him. I'm just going to keep working hard and advocating for more support to the Everglades.
Murphy made his remarks during a Thursday conference call touting the recent passage of a bipartisan water bill in the House. It's expected to fund several water projects in Florida, including Everglades restoration, beach renourishment, and lessening polluted discharges from Lake Okeechobee to other waterways. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.